as I was saying, we stopped at the Fireman's Hall. We had read in the Imagineer's Guide how firemen from all around the country leave a patch of their fire company inside. So we went in and we just take a look at the variety of different places, how beautiful some of the patches themselves are, and then from our own home state and as close to our town as we could see. That was really enjoyable. And also because of the Imagineer's Guide, we ended up going to Country Bear and watching that again. We hadn't done it in a while and made me feel really nostalgic to go look at all the details. I also went into Tomorrowland. We rode the People Mover again and then went and played on the Tomorrowland phone that they recommend, which was fun. We did about the first four calls that you can make, and my favorite was Sunny Ray's agent. After Magic Kingdom, we went back to relax, walk the dogs a little bit. Again, because the weather got a little cooler, we've been able to leave them at the camper instead of having to bring them into the kennel. We were going to go to MGM. It started raining a bit, and John decided he would rather not do that. So instead, we went and popped around the marketplace for a little while and then went over to Pleasure Island. We saw another good comedy show, and I'm hoping that doesn't jinx us because usually in the middle of the week, they save their star performers and bring some others out. But we've seen now, two, three good shows in a row. Stayed at the Adventurers Club all the way through the last show and had a blast there. I do miss the bands at the West End stage. It used to be nice to be walking around outside if you were standing in line for the Comedy Warehouse to sit and listen to the different people. They would come in and have to play music. We've heard some really good bands out there. So that was one thing we did miss. But we had another good night, although I'm already starting to think about the fact that we only have a couple of more days here.